We want to thank y'all for tuning in to Run Up the Numbers.
Every Monday at 8 a.m. And if you missed us in the morning, you can catch the replay in the afternoon at 2 p.m. and again at 8. You can also check out the shows archived over at thenumbers.fm. And for you early risers, every Monday morning at 6 a.m. on 107.1 X-Ray FM.
Make sure you're following us on all social media because we out here.
Yes.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, yes. House Party,
yes.
YouTube,
there.
Twitch, Black Planet. I know y'all talking about our OnlyFans. It's going crazy in there. MySpace, Tinder, catch us ticking on the TikTok and Google Plus.
Hey, on this episode of Run Up the Numbers, we're doing something special right here. We got an interview with Michael Pinkston. He's currently behind the walls at Mule Creek State Prison down in California. And he's got a solution to create permanent, sustainable housing for the houseless. Y'all check this out. All right, all right. Introduce yourself to the listeners and give them a little background on yourself.
What it is? My name is Michael Pinkston. I'm from West Oakland, California. I've been incarcerated since I was 19, January 1986. Currently, I'm confined in New Creek State Prison in Ion, California, which is about 35 minutes from downtown Sacramento. We're right next to Jackson. In my youth, I was impulsive, egotistical, recalcitrant, and just angry about any and everything. Eventually, I started to elevate my mind, which brought me some understanding about who I am and who I was and how the transformation took place. The aforementioned defects of character were in fact, hindrances to become the true person whom I strive to be and really show. My past is not who I was. I'm dedicated and committed to do something constructive and meaningful for others. As I've gotten older, I'm 55, I realized that my incarceration, as rough as it's been, has been a blessing for me because I have survived. Mm-hmm. This was not luck. My presence here and now was predestined. And as I became aware of this, I began to see how to show an even higher level of making amends. My past is not who I was, but who I am. And it's my overwhelming intent to do something for humanity, to demonstrate that I have worked for our goals and being able to share and show that I want to do something positive and constructive for society.
Amen to that. Can you explain to our listeners what you understand homelessness to be?
Homelessness, it's a tragedy. But it's my understanding that homelessness is the condition of a human being not having their own personal space of a location indoors, you know, that safe, possible, and comfortable, sanitary, and structurally stable against the exposure to the various elements of heat, rain, and frigid temperatures. All those outdoor pollutants and from those individuals that mistreat people of this target group that are vulnerable for their own amusement.
Okay, that's a thorough definition. Well, what is your goal to address the homeless crisis that we're seeing in California? Like, what you got?
Our goal is to aggressively confront and defeat the homeless crisis as we know it by involving folks in all our communities to engage with this issue with a group response. Mm. I mean, there's strength in numbers, and with just a small amount of effort to confront this condition, there's a strong likelihood for success and the ultimate goal of full eradication of the homeless element of our society.
Okay, but how much impact does the homeless crisis have upon the general public, though? I need an answer for that.
Whew. The impact of the homeless crisis is so immense that even the legislators in my state have already made findings and declared that the lack of housing is a critical problem, you know, that threatens the financial, environmental, and social quality of life in California in general. The legislature has even identified there's a housing supply shortage and affordability crisis of historic proportions.
Okay. You didn't thought that out. Well, what's your motivation for pursuing this endeavor? Like, what got you going?
I'm motivated. This is real emotional for me, but I'm motivated pursuing for this endeavor is to demonstrate that shelter is both a priority and a necessity. Mm-hmm. No human being should have to, you know, live on the street, be subject to all the foul elements that are out there. I mean, nobody should be compelled and expected or tolerated to exist living in outdoor elements while United States have the resources to do what's necessary to deter and eliminate these detrimental conditions. The U.S. is advanced and has it's a competing technological matrix, and homelessness should even be an issue in 2022.
I feel that fully. And when we look at it in the way that we presented ourselves versus where we're at with it, it doesn't make sense, which leads me into the monies. So how do you plan to finance or seek funding to accomplish this project?
The plan is to appeal directly to the general public by pursuing small donations via a GoFundMe page and also presenting the project to various companies that have expertise in construction, renovations, computer technology, and emphasize clean energy processes. I will donate the first $100. And the estimates for purchase of parcels of land and approximately 200 units for the initial campus, building, construction, utility, establishment, decor of the living units, and personal salaries, insurance, and security is approximately $12 million.
Do you believe that campaigning on social media will help boost the cause?
Most definitely, yes. I believe reaching out to the community directly is the best way to confront the issue. I mean, people know when something is real and worthwhile. This project is worthwhile, and it's obvious the band-aid that the state, the local and state politicians keep putting towards the issue is not and has not done anything positive, or should I say anything that's really the problem. You know, a lot of people in this country have made donations to the citizens of Ukraine. I applaud those efforts, but there's a crisis that's ongoing right here. And it was way in play before COVID, before Hurricane Katrina, and even before 9/11. So it's time for the people to step up and speak out. The same way so many were moved when the George Floyd incident transpired. That's what we need to eradicate homelessness once and for all. I mean, there are TikTok celebs, IG celebs, YouTube sensations. Many of them have millions of followers. And I'm appealing to them and their friends. If you all pitch in now, the first campus could be opened by October, November this year. It's really time for communities to solve a crisis that impacts every community out there.
Agreed. Well, do you expect any backlash from homeowners in the area that you erect these units at? Because that seems like that would be a concern.
No, not really. I don't expect any homeowner concerns because the living units will not be in residential neighborhoods. This has been an issue for decades. You know, that thing they call NIMBYism, not in my backyard. Homeowners do have a viable concern about factors that could bring the property values down. But the difference with my project from the usual way homeless people are relocated is this. I just plan to house the homeless in modified cargo containers. These units will be called SEALs with a C, which stands for Creative Environmental Alternative Living Spaces. The SEALs will be on property purchased with this project in mind, and the locations will be in business parks or warehouses. No SEAL units will be in eyesore.
Gotcha. Well, you say you want to eliminate the homeless crisis using cargo containers. So can you enlighten our listeners on why you want to use these as residences for your project?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Just briefly, once a container is set up and furnished, it's like 10 to 15 times cheaper than an apartment over the course of a year in rent. These units are self-contained and will provide the necessary safety and sanitation that's not available living on the street. No more living outside, burning trash and debris to keep warm. No more living in tents or what government officials call safe zones. What's safe about living in a tent near a wooded area or by a lake or on a vacant lot? I mean, I invite your listeners to browse to containerhomeplans.salesmac.com or even the site livinginacontainer.com. Those pictures will demonstrate my vision of the use of the containers.
Okay. Well, how much do these units cost, like approximately?
Well, the prices vary from company to company. However, upon doing research, used containers can cost as low as $1,800 for a 20-foot container and up to $5,000 for a 40-foot container. As time progresses, once the public sees this project is successful, other campuses will activate with the goal to go nationwide by 2027. And the final culmination is to eliminate the homeless crisis nationwide by 2036.
Okay, and this is ambitious. And what do you think is going to be your greatest challenge in the pursuit of accomplishing this project as it's laid out?
Honestly, I think the greatest challenge in pursuit of accomplishing this project is the technical side of the project. You know, property zoning laws and perhaps some haters who don't want the homeless crisis to end.
Right.
I mean, if you really think about it, I express this because if you think on it. There's most likely someone out there profiting from the continuity of the homeless crisis in general. It's been going on for decades, and the plans, proposals, and legislation that hasn't implemented hasn't made a real significant change. People simply get moved from one place outside to another after people complain about their property values being impacted or some politician seeing the circumstance as a tool to maximize their own ambition.
Okay. Well, have you made any contacts with anyone about the homeless crisis so far? And if you made contact with them, have they been receptive?
You're not going to believe this. contact has been somewhat shoddy. However, I'm in actual pursuit of trying to contact an individual that I believe will have a significant impact on my plight, shall I say, this endeavor, because I believe that it's worthwhile. Let me say this. For the most part, kicking out from the area that I'm in is an automatic barrier. But my first contact I'm making is here with your listeners. Like I said, I plan to commit the GoFundMe page, but only after I have some type of assurance from the GoFundMe personnel that they'll accommodate my request and put some type of balance sheet on the page. Why? Because I want potential donors to see where their money is going and to be accountable through transparency at all times. And hopefully, you know, I'll get the opportunity to contact Najee Harris, the founder of the Bigger Picture Foundation. This brother has a beautiful story behind the foundation, and I'd really like to collaborate with him for advice and input on the field project. He's at Najee.net or Google the foundation name. I believe that the momentum of something good is occurring, contact will grow, and so will the interest in this project.
And we're going to amplify it here on the numbers. So if you succeed in accomplishing this goal, how many units would you expect to have on each campus?
Well, it's my expectation to start with 200 units. In the future, as more campuses are activated around the state, the normal range of campuses will encompass capacity levels about 250 to 300 per campus. But it really depends on the amount of funds that we receive.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's all about the people out there that are willing to contribute to this project, because this is something that's dear to my heart, and I know it's going to take time, but it should just be a normal range of 300 to 500. Also, I intend to activate about five high security sites available for women and children, especially those who have been relocated due to violence and harm to the wife and or the children, because some individuals have gone through, I guess you would call it, spousal abuse or whatever, and sometimes you need a safe place for them and their children.
Quality.
So that would be a separate enclosure.
Okay. Well, can you mention those websites again so the listeners that are interested can see what the cargo containers could possibly look like once modified for residency? I think that's going to be important. Drop it for him.
Sure. The first one is containerhomeplan.salesman.com. The second one is livinginacontainer.com. There are others, but these two have the ones I've been focusing on the most. Also, if you're listening to a search on Google for tiny homes or cargo containers, some sites, other sites will show. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the condition of the homeless doesn't have to exist. While I understand federal officials are sending materials, et cetera, to help Ukraine defend against the Russian siege, what's perplexing is how all these billions of dollars are flowing to their country and this nation, like millions of people enduring the pains of living out on the street. If you agree with what I'm expressing, discuss this with your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers. I implore you and others that you know. And join me in this battle against American homelessness. Let's neutralize this unjust factor of our society. Thank you very much.
Hey, well, thank you for reaching out and having this idea that you clearly thought through in a way to actually combat the issue that we're having with homelessness, something that's sustainable, something that actually sounds affordable in the way that you broke it down. Let's hope we can get these people that got their bags to drop a couple of them. With that said, we're going to sign off. Y'all remember to tune in. Run up the numbers.
Cause you think it's